We're at CJMQ, and today we're talking with Canadian country artist Chris Gill. And right now we're playing his Christmas song, Christmas Ain't Christmas, and it's a great song. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much, Maureen. It's a pleasure.
Now, you're located in Nova Scotia. Which part of Nova Scotia?
Truro, Nova Scotia.
Okay, nice place. And you're originally from Newfoundland, is that correct?
Originally from Cornerbrook, Newfoundland.
Okay.
A little place called Pasadena, actually. A lot of people come from California to see the place.
Okay, good. And when did you move from there?
About 20 years ago.
Okay.
Now, I moved because I used to fly helicopters.
Yeah, yeah, I read that. That's pretty impressive. You're a helicopter pilot. And you have a graphic design company.
Yes, I used to have a C&W signs company. I used to do all like airbrush work and stuff like that, right? And
mm-hmm.
I guess it came in handy when I was doing my CDs and stuff.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, you've done your own work for the graphics on your CDs.
Yeah, I did a lot of work. I tried to make it all so personal. I treat it like it's my own kid,
mm-hmm.
you know, and my kids are everything.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely perfectionist, too. Now, you have your debut album. Tell me, when did that come out?
Now, that came out in 2002.
Okay.
And believe it or not, it's still going. I'm so impressed with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ran into a few problems that slowed me down, like we were planning on doing like a tour and stuff like that, and came into some serious trouble. So I was in Nashville actually playing the Bluebird and took a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and here's a person been in martial arts for, I don't know, 26 years in great
mm-hmm.
shape.
Mm-hmm.
So I check my jeans pockets these days.
Yeah, my goodness. So you're doing better now?
Much better now, and I really would love to do getting back on my feet again because another disaster happened, of course. That's how Christmas became that Christmas Ain't Christmas, and that Christmas album was... then your best friend leaves you, so
mm-hmm.
tough time. So I thought with all the life and world experience under my belt, I wanted to do really an up-close and personal, the real Chris Gill with the stories and the songs, right?
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's wonderful. Definitely well-received here, and I imagine around the rest of Canada, too.
Well, right now we have Lauren Tuffy. I'm not sure if you know of her. She's promoting
yes.
the song Cross
mm-hmm.
Radio, and every day, like, they're... adding it like crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
But that song became, it was, my daughter was in university, and that was the first year she wasn't coming home. And so, of course, I missed it Christmas time. That's why I always say, if the night is silent, Christmas ain't Christmas. So I was missing her so much, I looked at her picture on the mantel of the fireplace, and I was missing her, so I came up with that song, and I was halfway through the song, and I came upstairs. And on the news, there was about a guy who, his daughter got washed off of a boat. And I was thinking to myself, it stopped me in my tracks where I was missing my daughter. I thought, well, I can still tell her I love her. And this person here will never be able to say that again. So there you go. It's giving me the goosebumps again.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about Christmas Ain't Christmas is a song that... you know, like people over in Iraq, they don't get a chance to get back Christmas time. Somebody is missing somebody, right?
That's true. Yeah.
So that's mm-hmm. why, that's how that song became.
Good. No, definitely a very powerful song.
It's, like I said, when you're missing somebody,
mm-hmm.
most powerful words is I love you. And not many Christmas songs says that right out. And even though some kids can't make it home from university, or you could be missing a dog, or your family, some family member, or someone passed, whatnot, you're still thinking of them and missing Christmas, and it's not the same without them, you know?
That's true. That's true. That's very true. Good.
So I thought that song would touch a lot of people.
It has. It definitely has. It's a very touching song. And you've been interested in music since the age of 9?
Ever since I can remember,
mm-hmm.
yes, a long time. I started out as a drummer, and I used to write my own songs, and eventually we started squeezing them in as a drummer, and people started dancing on the floor, and we wouldn't tell them who wrote it. We just played it, and they danced, and that's all that mattered. So
okay.
I ended up being a lead singer then,
mm-hmm.
And I learned to play the guitar, and I've never picked up the piano, but just in the last 5 years, I sat at the piano and I wrote my very first song, and it's on that Christmas CD called Try. Was sent out to my best friend, of course, that left.
Okay.
And another song that would probably rip your heart out, called Look At Me, Look At You, is about a family situation also, but it's a duo, like a Tim and Faith, I guess, type
mm-hmm.
song, but
mm-hmm.
it's Rip Your Heart Out. I put two under bonuses, those two tracks, Stripped Down Rod, just playing the piano and singing those songs. And also on that Christmas CD, there's Christmas Ain't Christmas and This Is Christmas. There's also instrumentals with just the orchestra, right?
Okay, okay.
So that it makes people, when they hear Christmas Ain't Christmas, if they listen to the instrumental, it would make them think about their own past and Christmases.
Mm-hmm, good idea.
That's why I did that.
Yeah, good. Now, there's 14 songs on the album?
14 songs on the Tell Me How album,
mm-hmm.
and there's 9 on This Is Christmas.
Okay, so it's 2 albums, actually, you have.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I just released this. You would not believe the rush that we're trying to get this out from, like I say, interviews and stuff. I had to turn down. They were going to do a Christmas shoot on CBC television, but this just came about really quick. And I had to get it out. And not only that, I promised my dad I would try to give back. And it gave me a good opportunity to raise some money for the kids at the IWK hospital in Halifax, right?
Oh, that's a great benefit, definitely.
Well, that's what Christmas is giving.
Mm-hmm, it
and,
is.
And that is the best gift I can give because kids means everything to me, right?
No, that's so true. Everybody,
but the album is mm-hmm. a heart-wrenching album. If you read the album, I think my whole life story is there, right up to my best friend leaving. If you read the CD and you play it, well, it should take you a lot of directions and a lot of places.
Excellent. Definitely an excellent investment for Christmas.
You can get it, like I say, on iTunes or CD Baby. As I said, the last few weeks we've been just rush, rush, rush.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody is looking for it, they can just contact me on cmnk@live.ca, and I'll have them ship it right out. Even if someone wanted it signed, I would do the same thing, right?
Oh, that's really nice of you.
Well, because I really still think today I'd rather be a little fish.
Mm-hmm.
And those big fishes, I'd rather take one person at a time and really touch that person. And I truly think, because the song means everything to me, and or my songwriting and songs, and it's like my children, I like to do the one-on-one
mm-hmm.
for real, you know. I'd rather mm-hmm. talk to one sincerely than 100 and not understand none of them.
Good, good. How many children do you have?
I got 3.
Okay.
I got 127, 23, and 113.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice family. Good.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, the hard thing is when one decides to separate, right?
Right.
So that's where the songs comes from, especially Christmas Ain't Christmas, I say, and Look At Me, Look At You, and Try. These are just recent songs, right?
Mm-hmm. Great.
And I'm writing for my new album, and the album, funny, is going to be called Try.
Okay, so you got a new album on the horizon, too.
Yep, and like I said, the most important to me is to try to do that one up close and personal, so... Because I myself listened to songs years ago, and when I heard the real songwriter, what he wrote it and why he wrote it, was a total different meaning than what I got from the song myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to take it to the stage with just some nice harmonies, just cut down instruments, piano, acoustic, and tell the story, you know, right from the heart.
Good, good, in your own way. That's great.
Yes, wonderful. So that way they get to hear it right from the artist.
Good. Now, your new album on the horizon for the new year, any other projects? Or?
Well, we're working on this one here. I've been on the phone like nonstop since this Christmas album was done. We are behind, but like I said, trying to get them shipped out and radio promotions, that's slowing me down here till I guess after Christmas and I get my heart back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's been pretty jumpy from one place to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can get this out to... the people for Christmas, it would be wonderful. And not only that, like I said, we will be helping kids and stuff like that. That's my gift this year, and hopefully after Christmas I can take a breather for a couple of weeks and then design and figure out what I'm going to do, the next step. And I guess that would be the writing of the CD plus trying to organize the concerts, right?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of work there. A lot of work behind the scenes that people may not be aware of.
They have no idea. I tell them to keep their day job. Because, seriously, like I say, when you're writing the music, you're doing everything, as you can see, if you got that CD, from the graphics to writing the songs, the music, producing, family life, organizing tours, whatever. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just a nonstop thing, and you really do have to love it. It can't be about the money. It can't be about nothing. If it was about the money, I would be flying helicopters or I would be cleaning swimming pools.
Mm-hmm.
You really got to love what you're doing, and songwriting is everything to me.
Great. It's your passion. That's great.
Very much so.
Good. Excellent. Now, you have a couple of websites. You're on MySpace.
Yes. If anyone wants to read any information on me, they can go to www.myspace.com/ChrisGillTellMeHow.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go to, if you want to sign the guest book and find more information on me, they can go to www.chrisgill.ca.
Good.
And
great.
If they're looking for the CD, they can go to CD Baby or iTunes, or they can email me personally at CM for Mary, N for Nancy, K for Caitlin, at live.ca.
Great, good.
And I will sign it if they wish and have it mailed out and whichever... You know, so hopefully a lot of people can request the song, Christmas Ain't Christmas, and check the CD out.
Great. Well, we thank you very much. Anything else you wanted to add before we go, Chris?
I just wish everybody a warm and safe Christmas. I'd like to thank you for your warm heart and kind words, and just wish everybody a safe and happy Christmas.
Well, we wish you and your family the same. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Christmas bells are ringing everywhere. Snowflakes and laughter fills the air. There's mistletoe and holly. It's a magic time of year. A time to show that special one how much you really care. Kids and shoppers rushing off to town, hanging socks for Santa Claus to come around. And Silent Night, Holy Night, every time I hear that song, I'm wishing you could be right here with me. I wish you would come home. Christmas ain't Christmas when you spend it alone. I could dream about all the memories, the way it was when you were here. But Christmas ain't Christmas waking up all alone. Christmas just ain't Christmas without you home. So tonight, I guess, I just want to say Merry Christmas, I love you. The snow is falling softly to the ground, and the fire logs are slowly burning down.
Silent night, holy night, every time I hear that song,
I'm wishing you could be right here with me. I wish you would come home.
'Cause Christmas ain't Christmas
when you spend it alone. I could dream about all the memories, the way it was when you were here.
But Christmas ain't Christmas
waking up all alone.
Christmas ain't Christmas.
Christmas just ain't Christmas. No, Christmas just ain't Christmas without you home.
Christmas just ain't Christmas. Christmas just ain't Christmas. No, Christmas just ain't Christmas
when you're all alone.
Christmas Ain't Christmas by Canadian country artist Chris Gill, CJMQ 88.9 FM.